one of the lessons of this time is about the moment. In many times in your life, you have been able to look forward, to predict, to understand what your own actions and choices would do. But you cannot now because of the disruption of the natural order of things. And so we are driven to two places. One, back inside, to who you are, seeing yourself, to understanding yourself and what you need. And the other is to the moment. So when the moment before you is what you are addressing, and you are addressing it from a place of being inside of yourself and honoring everything about you, then you have a wonderful way to walk through a terrible time. And it frees you from one of the old habits. We have spoken to you about that, and that is conditional happiness. I will be happy when. Well, this is not the time to get caught on that particular belief, because when you look at everything that needs to be done, you get to be happy in about 5 years, and we do not believe that is what you want in your life. We are exaggerating a bit because already there are good things happening, but this has been a terrible thing. And you are not supported by other things going on in your culture. So you are being driven inward, which of course we find quite joyful because we love you and guide you and we know how to send you what you need when you are asking for it. And honoring the moment means that you can be complete, complete in the moment that you are in. So you are not waiting for things to get better. You are not waiting for you to get better. You are in the moment and you are complete. It is a beautiful thing. So once again, there are things that will pull you out of the moment. We understand. But what a great thing to be able to practice, because wherever you are in life and whatever the circumstances around you, when you have made the muscle for being with you, being in you, seeing you, knowing what you need, and taking only the moment into account, not trying to go far out for the right thing, but to stay inward and to stay with yourself. This is a challenging, this kind of teaching challenges people pleasing. And so we want you to be careful about it. We are certainly not suggesting that you be unkind or distant or cruel, but the truth of it is, this is not a time for pleasing other people. This is really a time for pleasing yourself and being able to hold in your body that is not a selfish thing. The pleasing yourself, the knowing yourself, the seeing yourself, that is an important part of your work. You will feel the resistance to that because it is like, I am thinking only of myself and what I need to do and how I need to see myself. And you will do it with a disapproving voice because from the patriarchal structure, that would be a selfish woman. From the structure you are in now, that is the sign of a spiritual woman. She knows what the world is. She knows where she needs to be. She knows how she needs to react. And she does not question herself or the moment. It is simply the moment. And that is where you want to be. Of course, there are longings for more relaxed times. But you want to look at the fact that this is actually, in a funny way, sternly speaking, a position that you always want to be able to have. You want to be able to go here no matter what is happening around you. So this is the thing about the time you're in that we can say is youthful. It is teaching you to look at you and not everyone else, to understand your needs and not the needs of the whole world. It does not mean you are not generous and helpful, but it means it is literally you first now. That is the position when you are living a spiritual life. If you are first, then you are filled. And when the time comes for you to serve, wherever that may be, you will be able to do it. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Open the crown and fill with orange. Feel the strength that it gives you. Fill with violet and feel how that color opens the third eye and makes you able to know more than you've known before. Fill with the blue of peace and let it surround you. Breathe in peace, exhale fear. Move your attention into your heart center, your beautiful heart center, the place where you go to rest, to feel, to be safe, and know that water flows through your heart center, and go to the place where it is flowing and drink that water. And feel your spirit being refreshed. Now see that a path is illuminated in your heart, and that you are drawn to it. And as you step on it, know that there is no more work for you to do. Only step on the path and let the path carry you upward. And feel the upward movement and feel the blessings in the air and breathe them in. Take in everything that the universe wishes you to have. And come to the place where there is a mirror. And very peacefully look in the mirror with love. Now become aware of your teacher who stands behind you and looks at you in the mirror with love. Feel your judgment falling away. And know that the teacher has never had judgment. So your spirit rises. And when you look in the mirror, you see your spirit. Come back to the path and feel the path moving you up again. And be aware of the blessings in the air and breathe in more. And the path moves up, but you do not work. You only allow the path to move you upward. And let the path take you to a place of permission. And know that this energy, as you breathe it in, gives you permission to live the way you want to live, to do the things you really want to do, and most importantly, permission to know what you need to know for your moment. Come to the path again and let it move you upward to the place of the gift. Rest the mind, know the gift. And see that your teacher is here. And receive your teacher's blessing. Thank your teacher, and turn and come back down the path. Feel that you are lighter and yet more directed, but not with fear and not with guilt, with the freedom that love brings. Come to your heart center. Breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.